We certainly are in remarkable times, there's no doubt about that. And there has been a remarkable response to that from people working within the health service, and particularly people working in this part of the Northwest. It's really important that we know that there is going to be additional capacity required, additional clinical capacity in our beds, in our ICU, in the community and so on. So it's really important that we have skilled staff available and ready to deal with that. And there are lots of people coming forward and putting themselves forward to that task.
As it relates to Letterkenny University Hospital, where is it now in terms of capacity and what capacity is there for the future?
Yeah, I've been visiting each of the hospitals in the Sales Group across the West over the last 3 days, and I'm in Letterkenny this morning, and I've had a chance to be walked through the pathway, which is, it's a very simple term to describe, you know, what happens when a patient walks through the door of the emergency department, and on how they progress through the hospital and how they're cared for and where they receive that care and by whom and so on. All of that work, and it's very detailed, meticulous planning work has been done in Letterkenny, and I've just been brought through, I suppose, the pathway this morning demonstrating that to me. There is capacity currently within the hospital, so one of the things that has happened, we've seen it across all of our hospitals over the last 2 weeks, is that the numbers of patients in our beds is reducing, the number of attendances at the emergency department is reducing.
Can I ask a quick question on that, Tony? Is that because people are choosing not to present, or is it action the hospitals are taking, or a combination of both? Because the drop the trolley watch figures, in inverted commas, has been unbelievable, truly remarkable.
I'm 30 years working in the health services and looking at those figures for a long, long time, and this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. It's a combination of lots of things. There was active decisions made by clinicians on site in Letterkenny to discharge patients that could be discharged, and then to hold the beds free in preparation for what we know is coming down the track, and that's an active clinical decision, which is a good decision to make. In addition to that, I think patients themselves are also deciding not to attend the emergency department. I guess that's a concern to some extent, because anybody who requires the services of an emergency department should come in and should be looked after. But it's something that we're just keeping a close eye on for the moment, and we'll see how that progresses.
And just on that, Tony, if you don't mind me jumping on that point, and I've made this last week as well when we see this drop-off. If someone, say, for instance, is at home and took a fall, you know, and suspects they have cracked a rib or a hip or a shoulder, and they're thinking, you know what, I'm just going to sit this out and be brave. The hospital remains there for people like that to, you know, providing that that's where they're supposed to be. The hospital is still open for business to look after people like that. You don't want people having detrimental impacts on their health by making the wrong decision either.
Absolutely, Greg. I think that's a really important point. The hospital is open. Letterkenny University Hospital is open for business and to provide the care that it has been doing for many, many years to the people of Donegal, and it will continue to do that even through this COVID-19 crisis that we have. And in fact, what I would say is that the hospital has been set up to deal with the current crisis and to continue to deal with what would be considered normal business, or the kind of business that would have been making up the bread and butter of the work in Letterkenny University Hospital. So there's streaming and there's divisions within the hospital to try and provide for the best possible care of all types of patients.
Are we testing for COVID-19 in Donegal at the moment?
We are currently. There are a number of sites where testing is taking place.
But are we processing those tests? Sorry, that was my initial question. Or are they still being sent centrally?
Yeah, most tests are still being sent centrally to the National Virus Reference Laboratory, but there is the capacity to do that testing in Letterkenny University Hospital, and we're bringing that on stream as quickly as we possibly can.
The reason I wanted to clarify that is because there's been some media reporting suggesting that the testing in Donegal, the processing of tests in Donegal is slow, and I thought that's slightly unfair on staff in that, yes, we are taking the swabs and what have you, but there is at the moment, or has been up until very recently, a process of getting them away to be actually tested, processed and sent back. So just to take a little bit of the heat off local staff, if you get where I'm coming from, Tony, I absolutely do, and
I do think most people understand this, that that our whole system is trying to cope with something that is unprecedented. At this point, you know, testing is one of the key issues that we're trying to deal with, to try and make sure that we get enough of people tested, that we do all the contact tracing that follows after that. And within our system, you know, we were geared for a certain level of testing, and we're trying to ramp that up very quickly. obviously. So that has led to delays, no question about it. But we're aware of it and we're doing our best to address it. And part of addressing it will be to provide the local testing, because we know if we can provide it locally here in Letterkenny University Hospital, or when we can, because you know, the equipment is here, we have the people here, but we need to get all the bits and pieces together.
And we're in such a fluid global situation, because you might have 30,000 testing kits, but at the moment we have a lysis buffer shortage, which is essential, as far as I understand, with actually processing, breaking up the test sample to perform this test. So we have to be patient. There's a global demand on the likes of that as well. So it's not just having the kits and the people. Something as what in normal times would be relatively simple as this lysis buffer, that complicates things.
It has indeed, and again, it's a feature of the fact that we're trying to deal with an unprecedented situation and trying to ramp up our capacity very quickly to meet the demand. But I, you know, if people will bear with us and can you know, just be a little bit patient, I think that they will see that next week that our capacity will have increased quite considerably, and the pace in which this testing has been done will also increase. Mm.
In terms of testing at the moment, is anyone who requires a test currently being directed to the new drive-through facility, or what is the situation in that regard, Tony? And is that the only one for now that we're going to see in this county?
So, again, I'd like to explain it maybe from the very start. So if somebody is at home and they're feeling unwell and maybe feel that they may have symptoms, the first thing they should do is look at the hse.ie website to get a sense themselves as to whether or not this is something they should really be concerned about. The second thing then that they should do is contact their GP. And, of course, all of this advice is available on hse.ie. And they should contact their GP by phone and go through the issues with him or with her and arrive at a decision with him and as to whether or not testing is required. The GP will then make the referral, and in this part of the world there is a static testing centre in Letterkenny, so most likely that people from this area will be referred to that static centre.
People are being advised by some Facebook posts, it's very important. The HSC Live 1850 is an information line. That's not your route to a test. And you don't ring 112, you don't ring 999, and you don't ring NowDoc as well, unless you are in a position that you actually might need treatment. NowDoc can't organise a test for you, as far as I'm aware, Tony.
That's all of that is correct, and it's very good advice. And again, it's why I say to people that your starting point, if you feel unwell or if you're anxious about your health in some way, is to look at hse.ie, because all of the current and good advice and solid advice is available on that, and the steps you should follow are available on that. And equally, it outlines things that you shouldn't do, some of which you've just mentioned.
We are at less than 5 cases, confirmed cases, effectively in Donegal. I think it would be naive and over hopeful to suggest that that is a true reflection of it, but I could be wrong in that. Tony, you're the expert. Is that down to waiting for more tests to come through, and should we see that as an opportunity to follow the guidelines, and we can flatten the curve in regions if we can't do it nationally?
I couldn't emphasise that point strongly enough. You know, the number of positive cases in Donegal, in County Donegal, or even if you take the whole of the Northwest, the number of positive cases remains relatively low. We see higher numbers, for example, in the cities, in Dublin and Cork and in Limerick. But for all of us, the most important thing that we could do is to follow the advice in terms of hand washing, social distancing, and good etiquette when it comes to coughing and sneezing. And also, I guess, you know, take the additional step that for people that are at home today with kids that are off school and all the rest of it, thinking about maybe going out or taking a journey to the shops or whatever it is that they're thinking of doing, I would encourage them to think twice and to really consider whether or not that journey is necessary. Avoid or reduce the amount of contact with other people insofar as you possibly can, and it is not too late for people to be taking those steps. It's very important that they continue to do so all over the weekend, all through next week, and so on until that advice is no longer necessary. But if we do that, we stand a chance of delaying the spread of the virus. If we delay the spread of the virus, we stand a chance in our hospital, in Letterkenny University Hospital, of being able to deal with the all of the cases that come through.
That being said, even if we were to have a lower number of cases here and we had capacity, the option will be on the table, presumably, to move patients around as, you know, I mean, we could theoretically, presumably, could we, Tony, see hospitals in Dublin overwhelmed if we were to get away somewhat lightly here? The capacity could end up being used by people from outside the area. And I don't mean that parochial, and I don't have a problem with that, but I presume it's fluid and an adaptable system.
It is fluid, but I would think that scenario is unlikely. I think what's far more likely and what we're planning towards is that Letterkenny University Hospital would be in a position to meet the needs of its immediate population. The people that have been using this hospital day in, day out for many years, people that are living in the local area. And the reason I say that is because there's a very big catchment area here. There's a large population that depend and rely on this hospital. And I think Letterkenny University Hospital will be at the pin of its collar to be able to stay on top of that. Mm. So we do need additional capacity, but it's not maybe additional capacity in Letterkenny University Hospital and additional capacity in the community so that we can be able to deal with all of the patients that were coming here anyway.